Proclamation number 8906 of 4th of January, 1965. Losing followers. In the coming time you will still have to withstand many challenges, because the adversary's work increases. He sets all powers in motion, which are to hinder you in the vineyard work. But my power is always at your disposal, and your will also request it. You will be able to resist them, because this work is above everything for you and because I grant you every protection. And it will be noticeable that many will turn away, whom you thought to have won already. A splintering will start, especially in those circles, which you regard as loyal followers. But this is the work of the adversary, but which is not to cause you to slacken in the vineyard work. For they all live to pass tests of faith, and they often fail. And such a test of faith is when an obvious error is explained to them as such, when it is substantiated and they now have to decide what they want to believe. Wherever the opponent can creep in, there he does it, and only the deep desire for what is true and right can protect you from getting into his fishing nets. But I tell you this already before so that you are armed and experience no disappointment. Do not let yourselves waver in faith, but know that these are always only those who are still lukewarm in faith, who have no earnest desire to know the sole truth, who have not recognized the work of the opponent, because every man has to check the spiritual good, and he can also do this with my support. He cannot unconditionally accept something as truth, what is visibly work of the opponent. Because no matter whether truth again and again radiates down to earth, I cannot and will not prevent it that also he wants to express himself when opportunity is offered to him. Because it is his right to also fight for yourselves. But every individual only needs to ask me for enlightenment of the spirit, then he will also recognize it when the counter-spirit has switched on. Because I truly do not let this one fall prey to error. You all only need to desire truth in all seriousness to now also certainly receive it. And you should be grateful when I draw your attention to an error, which gives you a distorted picture of me and my most perfect nature. You are after all interested in truth, or do you want to go along in error? The adversary puts tremendous fetters around you. But you can loosen them yourselves by establishing the intimate bond with me and asking me for enlightenment of the spirit. And when you send this request up to me out of deepest heart, then you will recognize my nature completely brightly and clearly and reject every distortion of the image of me. But you, my servants on earth, are not to be disturbed by it, if you also lose attachment. Because you only speak on my behalf. You pass on purest truth, which you receive from me myself and which I also can protect from error, because you approach me for it. I know it that it is a hard test of faith, which you must pass, you who represent this false doctrine. But I first had to give you proof of the credibility of my revelations before I raise this problem. But you can also accept this revelation as pure truth. And if you just think about it in all sobriety, then this solution must be more probable for you, and it is also, as soon as you desire to recognize in me the most perfect being, which can no longer be surpassed. The opponent will still spread much error to catch man, and less will this be recognized. Because the number of those is very small, who only strive for pure truth. That is why it is also difficult to penetrate with truth. And only those will be prepared to accept it who unite with me myself in intimate prayer and whose spirit I therefore can enlighten. but these will defend truth and well be considered as opponents of him who once received my word. But you will also have to take this upon yourselves if you want to serve me loyally, for I alone can guide you into truth, as I have promised. I alone can correct erroneous teachings which again and again are put into the world by my adversary in order to confuse people. Amen.